lesson in song is, as we know, probably and most likely written by David. Now, as you know, David was a favored person to God. He was anointed at a young age. He slew Goliath, and he went on, and he became king. Now, just like every other human, David turned to sin. If you want to read the full account, you can find it in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12. It is the story of David and Bathsheba. Now, David was king, and he walked out on the porch of the palace one evening. While he was out there, he looked around, and he saw a beguilingly beautiful woman. Her name was Bathsheba. Now, he could have gone back inside, should have gone back inside, and just put the whole thing, the sight behind him. But he didn't. Like us, he succumbed to a great temptation that the devil obviously put before him. You see, I believe the devil does tempt the best of us. Well, as the story goes, not only did he want to be with her, he plotted to have her husband killed. He had his soldiers put him on the front line of battle, and he was killed. Well, as the story continues, David and Bathsheba were together, and they had a son. Unfortunately, that son died. Now, the old timers that believe in hellfire and brimstone would have said that was punishment from God. I'm not so sure that I wouldn't agree that God does punish us, but I don't think he's that wrathful. Anyhow, David is so distraught that he lost this child, and he turns back to God. He asks them forgiveness. The scripture goes on to say that God was very displeased with him, but every time we know when we did something wrong, we turn to God, ask for forgiveness, and we live in the faith that we truly are forgiven. Now, the next story about the prodigal son is one that I think is one of those stories of be careful what you wish for. The young son was evidently ready to go out in the world. How many of us, when we were young, when we were teenagers, we thought we knew it all. We wanted what our due was, and we were going to find out what the world was all about. Well, that's exactly what the young son did. And he truly lived in what you and I today call the fast lane. Well, you know, living in the fast lane can get you killed. Unfortunately, or fortunately for him, it didn't kill him. But he squandered his money so badly that he didn't even have money for food to eat. He was willing to eat what the pigs were eating. Now, those of you who grew up on a farm or lived or traveled to a farm when you were younger, you've heard the expression, slop the pigs. They aren't very fussy. So he must have been incredibly hungry. And the end story is he had to admit that he wasn't as smart as he thought he was. He had to go home, and he had to ask his earthly father's forgiveness. But I think in this story, the earthly father and our heavenly father are synonymous. We have to know when we need to say, God, we need your help and we need your forgiveness. Some of us know that better than others. But in the same story, that older son could have and should have gone in and said he was sorry. He was happy to have his brother back, but he didn't do that. He would have pleased his earthly father and his heavenly father had he done that. You see, I think sinful living, we all do. We need to acknowledge it. But the older brother was, in my opinion, utterly self-righteous. He had an attitude that he did nothing wrong, and he deserved something because of that. I think sometimes as churchgoers, we think because we come to church, we tithe, we do what we should, we deserve special treatment. We don't. There's nowhere in the Bible that says we do. What the Bible does say is when we realize we did wrong, we are forgiven. Now, our lesson in Romans, the man sitting by the pool of Bethesda, when I read this, I thought, he sat there all those years. He could have asked somebody for help, and passers-by, out of kindness and compassion, should have offered to help him, but they didn't. Now, Jesus sees all the people there with afflictions, and he offers and asks him if he wants help. God is there for us whenever we need help, and this story emphasizes that. He cures the man, and he gets up and walks. He tells him to take his mat and go. When God heals us, whether physically or spiritually, and forgives our sins, we need to get up and walk, to go out into the world and tell other people of the great story of God's forgiveness. We are coming, or we're in the middle of Lent. Jesus knows what our sins are. He told the man in the story that was crippled to go and sin no more later in the story. Now, we don't know what his sins were, but he told him to sin no more. But you can be assured God knows our sins, and whether we decide we should confess them or not is up to us. As we go through the rest of the Lent season, the good news is we are fast approaching Easter, a time to celebrate that Jesus took our sins to the cross. And indeed, there is rejoicing in heaven for one lost sinner who repents than 99 righteous who do not need to repent. In our area, we've all been subject to some of the people around us who are sure they are better. They have a better behavior record. They have less sins than you and I. And some of their sins, what they call sins, I will never agree with. So as you go, and whatever you do, as you continue your Lenten journey, remember that could have, should have, would have are past tense. We can, we shall, and we will, if we look to God, be better people, a forgiven people. A forgiveness is always a new day for all believers. Amen.